there's that story of the onion making it rain. You know, apparently there was a big drought, and all the animals and the fish and everything got together and said, hey, we're going to die unless we can make it rain. And so they all got together and tried to figure out a way to make it rain. And all this time, there was a small plant off to the side saying, hey, I think I can make it rain, but nobody listened to them. Mm-hmm. And finally, you know, the bear said, okay, you know, what's your plan? And so the plant had the eagle take her up into the sky, and she told the eagle, said, when you see a cloud, dive into that cloud, and when we're in that cloud, squeeze me as hard as you can. And when they did that, they got back down to earth, and there was a loud thunder and lightning, and it started raining. It was that onion that made the clouds cry, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, and that was the lesson I always caught from that one, was that, you know, no matter how small you are, you can still do great things, you know, and still be a help to everybody. And so I think the insects, you know, the stories, just like we were saying, and the plants, it don't matter your size, it don't matter your popularity, you don't matter, you know, your level of successfulness in business or politics or whatever, you still had the potential to do great things, you know, so not just for yourself, but for everybody.
What's the key then? Is it something, someone's willingness to help, or what is the key? Someone that cares about others, or?
Yeah, because that that's part of being in balance and the worldview, I believe, of being a Cherokee, is that you not only care for yourself, but you care about everybody else too. And if you can do something that is a help to everybody, you should do it, you know, and do it not because you're going to get something out of it, but do it because it is going to help everybody. And that's one of my main peeves of politics nowadays. You know, it just seems like everybody's doing it just to get a bigger bankroll, you know. Nobody's doing it because they want to be a help. And I keep telling folks, I said, we don't have leaders anymore, because a leader were the first ones to lead. You know, they didn't sit back and let everybody else go first. You know, they were the ones that were, when there was a war somewhere, the leaders led, you know, the warriors. We don't have those anymore. We have all these people sitting in the office, and they're way back safe, you know. And
that's what's interesting about those stories too, is that there's other creatures, like in the story of, you know, Dionysus, or that there's other creatures, the big ones say, oh no, let me go first. Mm-hmm. And they go first and they can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So they, it seems like they have ideas about who should lead, and they don't want the small ones leading.
Yeah.
But in the end, it's the small ones that actually save everyone.
Yeah. And I think that's true. That's always been true, you know. Those that you don't think would lead or could lead are probably but the best leaders, because they're the ones that's going to be thinking about the people and not just themselves.